Bellevue, Washington serial squatter has been given over $88,000 by the taxpayers of Washington State to continue squatting. Let's get into it. Here we go.
Hey, no state! No pay! No state! No pay!
Remember this one?
No state!
This is that
no
guy.
Pay,
no pay!
No
state! No state!
No pay!
No pay.
Broken system.
Sang Kim.
We got Jonathan Cho
leave
on the scene.
Now.
Stop embarrassing your family. Incredible.
What's going on, Jonathan?
Turnout here.
So if you want to check out that one, you can. That video in its entirety. This is a continuation of that. So yeah, let's just go ahead and let's read it. Bellevue, Washington taxpayers are inadvertently funding a controversial form of tenant support, leading to thousands in rent paid for serial squatters, a local politician has said. Well, if you've done it more than once, it's serial. And this guy has no intention of leaving. He already had 20, we'll read about it, but I want to say it was like $24,000. He got caught up by this same NGO, this same governmental entity, non-governmental entity that gets funded by taxpayers' dollars. They caught him all up and he was supposed to be out of there. He's not. They caught him all up the second time. And that's what we're talking about today. In an interview with Fox News, Reagan Dunn, the vice chairman of the Metropolitan King County Council, criticized a taxpayer-funded program that awarded $88,400 by my calculations. Newsweek is saying $88,000 to keep a family in a $2 million home rent free. Yeah, that's what we've got going on. The program, funded by King County taxpayers, was initially intended for COVID-19 hardship cases and is now under scrutiny for misuse. Make sure we can read it. Yeah. Do you think? Yeah. These NGOs are, they're ridiculous. I mean, if you just look at the sheer numbers, look at the sheer numbers on this case alone. And you're like, what are we, if the guy couldn't, you know, afford rent back then, what's he doing still in the home? What's he doing? What's he doing? I mean, why is this, how is this helping? It's kind of like harm reduction, all harm, no reduction coming in. And they're just enabling a serial squatter like this. They're supposed to be helping people that, you know, are, you know, a paycheck away from losing their home and then they lose their job. But that's not this guy. I mean, nobody needs to live in a $2 million home. And this is in the Woodridge neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood in Bellevue. This guy's just, he's gaming the system. Sang Kim is gaming the system, nothing more. And he's doing an amazing job of it. And yet you've got these, you know, entities that are like, yeah, we're going to write another check. The issue of squatting has grown into a national concern, challenging the balance between tenants' rights and property ownership, especially when you don't pay. Right? Newsweek previously reported an increasing number of incidents where squatters or individuals occupying properties without consent have put homeowners and landlords in difficult positions, prompting calls for legislative reform and action across several states. You've had Georgia. You've had Florida. I've podcasted that. Bring up new rules. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has said outright, hey, you need to push somebody out of your home that's squatting? You can use force. It's within your right, home ownership within Texas, different set of rules. You need to get somebody the F out of your home that's trespassing there. Get them out. Use force. And you got other people in Texas going, you know, the governor isn't exactly clear on this. And we don't encourage you to do that. Yeah, because these squatters would just be thrown out. It's these states and cities and counties that have just gone completely soft. We need to protect the rights of serial squatters like Dirty Sang Kim right here, right? So Dunn said, Reagan Dunn, and he's conservative. He's a conservative dude. I appreciate what he does in King County because in King County, there's not a lot of reasonable people. We just don't have a lot of reasonable people. They're just, it's Washington, right? Keep voting blue. Sure, it'll work out. Dunn said $80,000 to a serial squatter is not what these programs are intended for. Huh. Weird. Yeah. The council member's comments follow a case involving a serial squatter, Sang Kim, who reports say has not paid rent for multiple years. He made one rent payment. One rent payment. And then he stopped. COVID. Lost our job. So he and his wife make $408,000 combined when they're both working. Apparently he is not working, but his wife is. So she makes a couple hundred grand. And they can't work out how to, you know, move out and get a home that they can afford. Instead, taxpayers' money is just being ridiculously spent on catching them back up in a case that should never be. Boot the bastard out, right? Boot him out. According to Fox News segment, Kim, along with his wife and son, moved into the Bellevue home in August of 2022, claiming an income of $400,000. He paid 1 month's rent before ceasing payments, though he continued to acquire assets, the outlet said. Despite homeowner Jaskaran Singh, Jimmy, an Indian immigrant and recent U.S. citizen, it took Jimmy 15 years to get his citizenship. 15 years, right? And it's so ridiculous. Winning a recent U.S. citizen, winning three eviction cases, the Housing Justice Project has compensated Kim for unpaid rent totaling $88,000, enabling him to reside in the multimillion-dollar home rent-free. Why is that happening? Why is an organization doing that? They know damn well this guy's just a squatter at this point. So what's going on? What's going on? Housing Justice Project, a nonprofit arm of the King County Bar Association, received $16 million from King County taxpayers in 2024, Fox News said. Initially focusing on aiding COVID-19 hardship cases, the funds were intended to prevent evictions, not, Dunn said, to support repeat offenders like Kim, who had previously squatted in another nearby residence for 2 years. This guy's got 4 years rent-free, and he's getting $80,000 paid by these organizations. Sign me up. Right? Sign me up. I want free money for squatting. Literally. What you're seeing is perversion of the system and a de-emphasis on private property rights, Dunn added. Absolutely. 100%. Get this guy out. Get this guy out. Newsweek has contacted the Housing Justice Project for comment by email. The case has sparked a public outcry, with community members rallying in support of Singh outside the residence where Kim is squatting. They had another rally. Because the one I showed you earlier, they had another rally the weekend after that. And now, Dirty Sang Kim is, he's got a protection order against Jonathan Cho. He's got a protection order against a whole bunch of people, against the landlord, Jimmy. Just throwing out protection orders because he's scared. Well, you should be scared. You haven't paid your rent and you are trespassing. You are nothing more than a squatter that used to have a lease. And that makes you a bad individual. Your kids are getting harassed at school. Well, that's what happens when you don't pay your rent and you're a scumbag. That's what happens. I mean, it is. And having these entities, you know, pick up the pieces, it's just wrong. It's just backwards. It's like, why are you doing that? Dunn has called for an audit of the Housing Justice Project. 100%. Hey, let's look at the books. What are they really funding? Is this taxpayer money being spent wisely? It doesn't appear so in this case. Because how do you come to that conclusion where after you've already signed an agreement to get out, after they bring you current, how do you come to the conclusion, oh, I'm just going to keep squatting here? Because you're a serial squatter and this is what you do. The movie Pacific Heights, long ago movie in San Francisco, it covered all of this. And he's using the exact same techniques of serial squatting. This is how, I mean, if you don't have to pay rent, you get somebody else coming in and paying your bills, man, that's a lot of money you can just, you know, put away doing whatever. And the guy's got new cars and his kids are going to good schools. Meanwhile, Jimmy, the landlord, he's getting caught up, but he's still got this loser in his house. He's still got this loser in his house. And he's paid how much in attorney's fees? Is the Housing Justice Project going to reimburse Jimmy for his legal expenses, which to date, I'm sure are between $20,000 and $30,000. I know they're north of $20,000. So Dunn has called for an audit of the Housing Justice Project, questioning the allocation of taxpayer dollars and the integrity of tenant support mechanisms. That's what you're seeing a lot of pushback on right now, because you've got so many of these losers out there not doing what they're supposed to do, which is honoring the terms of their agreement. I mean, you know, lenders didn't say, you guys just don't have to pay on these mortgages. There was a little bit of that, but eventually it's going to get tacked on, you know, either the tail end of your mortgage or, you know, they're going to come after you, or you figure out a way to get the money to your lender and you don't go into foreclosure. Yeah, it's not a sure thing. And anyway, in Washington, the case underlines the frustration of many property owners. Similar stories have emerged from Georgia, New York, and other parts of the country, Texas, which suggests a growing trend that experts say remains relatively rare, but highly publicized, because it's avoidable. It's avoidable. If you just enforce the law and the letter of the law is, you know, recognized, then you don't have this. Squatters get tossed. But Dirty Sang Kim, squatting cases have risen as federal and local authorities grapple with skyrocketing rent prices and expanding tenant rights. The COVID-19 pandemic brought about moratoriums on evictions, intended as a temporary measure to protect those facing financial hardships, and shifting the financial hardship onto the landlord. Yeah, because they still had to make the mortgage payment. They still had to come up with maintenance. They still had to do all this stuff. And, you know, it's been the same way for Jimmy, the landlord here. Now, he's gotten caught up, but, you know, how much money had to come out of his pocket to, you know, front these costs up front? And where is that within the overall scheme of things? How is that fair? It's not, and everybody knows it. But Dirty Sang Kim is still, you know, squatting in this Bellevue home. However, landlords argue the moratoriums have been exploited by some individuals to unlawfully occupy properties without consequence. 100%. 100%. I've read how many cases of that happening? A bunch. The tension between protecting tenant rights and preventing squatting has sparked a political debate. For example, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has voiced support for homeowners using lethal force against squatters under the state's Castle Doctrine, although legal experts caution against taking such drastic measures. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds pretty reasonable to me. Get the F out. No, I don't want to. Just want to stay here. I'm going to have some NGO cover my bills. No, you're not. Get out. Whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes. Moreover, the legal framework surrounding squatters' rights varies widely across the U.S., with states such as California, Florida, and New York offering avenues for squatters to claim ownership of properties under certain conditions, including continuous occupation and the payment of property taxes. That is adverse possession, and that is very difficult to do. I mean, I've never heard of a case where somebody has done it effectively. Like, they've taken it to the, I've never heard in person. I've read lots about it, but I've never talked to somebody who's actually done that, because it's extremely hard to do, you know, depending on what your individual state's laws are. And then you got local and city, you know, laws in there as well. So those laws seek to address the issue of abandoned or neglected properties, but have also raised concerns about their potential misuse. If, what was it in Texas? If somebody's been squatting for longer than 10 days, then you have to go through an eviction process. I mean, and in Florida, governor is basically just given, and in Georgia, governor is just basically giving them, all right, get these squatters out. Boom, done. We're not going down this road of, workers of the world unite. Everybody gets a, you know, free place to live for as long as they want, because taxpayers are going to fund their bailout of their, you know, rent in their $2 million home in Bellevue. But that's literally what you've got going on a couple of miles to the south of me, because that's where that home is. That's where Jimmy's home is, where this is going on. So how much longer will this tenant be in there? Who knows? I think he's close to being out, and I think he moves out of state. But you know what? there are so many Google searches with deadbeat tenant, and basically Sang Kim, you know, pops up right at the top. So there's so many different searches that have been done for this individual right here. This guy's going to have to go pretty far away to find housing. Somebody's going to have to help him set up, because nobody in their right mind is going to want to rent to this guy, because he's two for two. Two homes in a row in the same neighborhood in Bellevue, he's done this to. So push this guy out. This guy shouldn't be renting from anybody. He needs to go away. Wherever that is, I don't know. Maybe jail. How about jail? Hey, you're screwing people over left and right. That's where you belong. That's not going to happen here in Bellevue. And Jimmy's going to be lucky to get him out. anytime soon, because it's been going on for a couple of years, right? Going on for a couple of years. I hope Jimmy gets his house back. I hope, you know, Dirty San Kim is not able to rent a home anywhere else, because that's the consequences when you absolutely screw other people over. You shouldn't be able to rent. You got four kids? That's your problem. You went down the road of deciding, well, I'm just going to hammer this homeowner. I'm just going to absolutely create a situation where everything is on the landlord. Everything is on the homeowner. And if you can't pay rent, no pay, no stay. That was one of the sayings from the landlord protests. Landlord lives matter. That was one of the signs. So great. So great. And yet other people in other parts of Seattle have said, oh, this is terrible. This is awful. They've doxed him. This is terrible. They've doxed poor Sang Kim. Not poor Sang Kim. Get him out. Give Jimmy his house back. And, you know, these NGOs, funding of these places, yeah, needs to be looked into. Because they're funding this kind of stuff. What else are they funding? Yeah. Yeah. One would like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know. All right, that's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you as a subscriber. Hit that notification bell, hit the like button, all that good stuff, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.